Good morning, everybody. Nice to see you all here today. My name is Pastor Elizabeth, and I'm glad you could be here today to spend some time with me, because this is a very special Sunday. Does anybody remember the name that we call this Sunday? We were hearing it. Tim was telling us, and it's called Pentecost. Pentecost. Shall we all say that together? Pentecost. Thank you. Pentecost is the day we celebrate the birthday of the church. And there's a really, really important message that we get to hear on Pentecost. So I want to share that message with you now. Are you ready to hear it? Okay, here we go. Listen carefully. Ekaio apo tu peneumatos mu epe pasan sarke. Got it? Got that? Everybody got it, right? No? No? You didn't get it? Okay, let me try. I know. I'll say it slowly. Ekaio apo tu peneumatos mu epe pasan sarke. Got it? No? Everybody looks confused. Oh, I know why. Because you don't speak Koine Greek, do you? No, that's the language that the New Testament was written in. But fortunately for us, the miracle of Pentecost was that everybody got to hear this message from God in their own language. And I just made sure that I brought that. It's on the other side of that card. Everybody can have a message yourself today that's written in English. And we'll read it all together so we can share it with everybody here. They're all different sizes papers, but they all say the same thing. Are you ready to read it together? Here we go on three. One, two, three. The Holy Spirit is here. All right, nice job. Let's have everybody help us. The Holy Spirit is here. That is the message of Pentecost. And to help us understand the words, we sometimes use pictures. So if you turn over that little page, you see, can you tell what's in those pictures? What those are supposed to be? Say it again.
A bird.
A bird. Good. A bird. Do you know what kind of bird? It's a dove. Good job. A dove. Because the dove reminds us that the Holy Spirit is gentle and brings peace. What else do you see in the picture? Can you tell what's behind the dove? It looks like a heart. That's a good guess because it's red. And we know the Holy Spirit brings us love. But on Pentecost, there's something else that we're remembering. It looks like it's the shape of a leaf, but it's red. And it's like what you lit this morning up on the table. Fire. It's a flame of fire. Good. And it's not the kind of fire that hurts you. It's not that kind of fire where you could burn yourself if you're not careful. It's more fieriness. It's fire that brings light and energy and power and warmth. And I have a picture of the disciples on the first Pentecost. Can you see that? They're kind of far away there. You see those pictures? Can you tell what they might have on their heads?
Yeah,
the fire. They've got flames of fire. They sort of look like human candles. They're like candles because they're carrying that flame of the Spirit, the light and the energy and the excitement and the knowledge of God's love. They're carrying it out into the world. Yes, Madison. The Spirit is very powerful, but it's actually the Spirit of life, because it's not the kind of fire. We have to be very careful with fire. You're absolutely right. The Spirit's fire is powerful, but it's life-giving. It gives us life. In fact, sometimes we say the Spirit is like breath. We call it the breath of life. Can you see breath? Anybody see your breath? Not right now. Sometimes if you go out on a cold day or foggy day, you can see the kind of a puff of air. But usually we don't see the breath, but we feel it. And whether we notice it or not, every time we breathe, take a breath. You can think about the Holy Spirit breathing in you. God is breathing life with every breath, whether we're thinking about it or not. So those are some of the ways that we remember the Holy Spirit. But the most important message to remember is the one you read to everybody. The Holy Spirit is here. No matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, the Spirit of God, that same Spirit that came to earth in Jesus, comes to us and lives in us always, giving us peace and giving us power. So I'd like you to take your messages with you today. But before you go, why don't we join hands and just have a little prayer? You want to join? We got a boys' circle and a girls' circle. And we'll just reach over, shall we? Yeah, there we go. Bring the circle together and let's pray. Thank you, God, for the Holy Spirit that makes us one in your love. Thank you for the way you come to us and fill us with your peace and your power. Help us to keep learning about you and keep carrying your love with us. In Jesus' name, amen.